At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Final hour on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Once again, in case you missed it, if you miss any interviews, you can always go to the podcast. Go to danpatrick.com. Seton O'Connor's wife, Erin, is on the short list of people who correctly predicted the Final Four, and she's got Connecticut winning it all. And she had sound philosophy, reasoning. Basically, I've lived in these cities, and I've stayed in Florida a lot, and why not take Florida Atlantic? And, of course, they live in Connecticut now, and you take Connecticut. All the things make sense to me. Yeah, Seton.
Well, yeah, when she first picked the bracket, I was just like, wow, how did you get here or whatever? She was just like, well, first, I usually root for the agricultural schools, so they all win right away. And I lived in Florida, so I took the Florida schools. And, like, yeah, she just ran down.
Sure. Lived in San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We will give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up. NFL Competition Committee met. They're doing their best to get rid of punts and kickoffs. Also, it looks like the tush push, the Eagles play, their quarterback sneak, is going to live at least for another season here. I'm fine with it. If you figured out a way to have an advantage, great. Go get them. That doesn't mean, now it's up to the league. Now, you know, it's a copycat league. All right, let's see what happens after this. How do you counteract this? What do you do defensively? What do you do offensively when it's fourth and two? 877-3DP-SHOW. We'll get to more phone calls here, getting best and worst of the weekend. Dylan in Omaha leads us off. Dylan, best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, DP, I got a good best for you. I was on my way to Des Moines this weekend picking up a puppy from my two huskies, and naturally, Marvin became the name selection.
Oh, how about that? Marvin is the name of Dylan's husky. All right, that's very nice. How about that, Marv? I've had babies named after me, but not a puppy.
I'll take that, though.
Yeah, all right. That's very nice of you, Dylan.
Y'all have a great day.
All right. That's all Dylan. He didn't have a worst. He had a best. Picked up a puppy, a husky, and named it after you. Yeah, see.
Going to be a lot of in the next couple of weeks while he's training that puppy to go to the bathroom outside. Marvin peed on the floor again.
Ooh. Yeah.
He's going to be all over the house.
Going to be yelling.
Marvin!
Yeah. Bad. Bad boy. But you hear that.
Small pause.
Ooh, I didn't ask.
Small pause.
Yeah. Maybe Dylan could get paw prints and send it in and see if your husky named after you. Al in Atlanta is back. Hi, Al. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. Best of the weekend and worst of the weekend both came in the first hour of the show today. James in Virginia calling in to wish his wife a happy birthday. You know we love love, Dan.
Yes,
always
I do.
A great thing to see him happy with his love. Although, if we learned anything from Ryan in Honolulu, the last thing you need to do is disclose your love life on the show, because God forbid anything goes wrong, the Dan Patrick Show faithful are cutthroat, and they will not hesitate to knock you down a peg.
All right. Well, thank you, Al. Thank you for noticing that. We do wish James in Virginia many, many happy moments with his wife. Oh, boy. Lamar Jackson just posted to his fans, I want to first thank you all for all the love and support you consistently show towards me. All of you are amazing, and I appreciate y'all so much. I want you to know not to believe everything that you read about me. Let me personally answer questions. In regards to my future plans, as of March 2nd, I requested a trade from the Ravens organization, for which the Ravens have not been interested in meeting my value. And any and everyone that has met me or been around me know I love the game of football. My dream is to help a team. I'm surprised that somebody kept this quiet. I wasn't surprised that he wanted a trade. The question is, who was going to step up and offer, give him an offer that he would say, all right, or the Ravens know what they're getting. You get two first-round picks. They're going to match whatever. As we get closer to the draft, and I was going to bring this up, just like 10 minutes ago, I said to Paulie, I want to talk about Lamar Jackson, because as we get closer to the draft, things are starting to dry up. Teams are more set. I'm going to find my quarterback in the draft, or if we're going to make a trade or free agency. I keep looking at Atlanta and the Colts as possibilities for Lamar Jackson. I don't know if there's anybody else. I thought the Commanders, only because of Daniel Snyder, and Snyder saying, I'll pay you that guaranteed money, and then it's not my money as I walk off with $7 billion. I don't know if that's a possibility here, but Lamar Jackson did ask for a trade on March 2nd, and here we are. Is Atlanta stepping up? Has Lamar Jackson maybe altered what he wants in a guaranteed contract? Because if I said you could go back to a year and a half ago and they were going to give you whatever, a $200 million contract, $130 was guaranteed. I got to also look, and I have no problem. If you can get a guaranteed contract at that position, good for you. Patrick Mahomes' contract is not guaranteed. Josh Allen's not guaranteed. The Browns are the only idiots who said, we're going to give Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed deal because they had to. That's where you go, oh, you don't want to come here? All right, how about we guarantee it? Okay. And then all of a sudden, you don't need Baker Mayfield. The other owners know if you do this, now Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, they're all going to say, I want, because if I'm Joe Burrow's agent, I'd say my quarterback's better than Lamar Jackson. Justin Herbert, my quarterback's better than him. Even Jalen Hurts. Hey, he hadn't been MVP, but he would have been the MVP of the Super Bowl had they won, and he's been to a Super Bowl. Now, I wouldn't give Jalen Hurts. I'd make him do it one more year. But Joe Burrow, what's he going to ask for? Are the Bengals going to acquiesce and go, all right, we'll give that to you? Or are they going to say, we can't do that as an organization? I don't know, but I would ask for it. And if you're Lamar Jackson, you probably are going, wait, that guy with that baggage is making that? I would look at it differently. And Daniel Jones was in the right place at the right time. And I think he understood, he read the room. And I would have probably said, the non-exclusive franchise tag on him. and then you would have paid him $31 million, and then I would have said, all right, do it again. Because I don't think anybody's ponying up two first-round draft picks for Daniel Jones. But the Giants said, all right, we like what we're doing. Saquon, you know, he's back, and, you know, we're moving in the right direction. But also understanding how much is enough. And now it feels like we're waiting for Lamar to get a real big bag of cash. Like, the bag has got to be really big now because you're going to go, was it worth it? Can he just do 3 years guaranteed? 3 years at, let's say, $140 million all guaranteed. How about that? Could you do that? Would you do that? Would you give up two first-round picks? I think Atlanta would be trending in, and I don't know why I'm so high on them, but Lamar Jackson in Atlanta or Indy? That'd be great. Because now you give Atlanta star power. The Colts, good team, star power. And that's what you want. You want to be relevant, and he would make you relevant. But if I'm the Ravens, now I got to start thinking, okay, can we bring in somebody? I know we have, you know, Tyler Huntley. Are we going to have to go into the draft to find our quarterback? I mean, you have to look at worst-case scenario here. But Lamar Jackson said he requested a trade on March 2nd. And I don't know if it changes anything because the Ravens may go, okay, what are you doing? I mean, what do you want us to do? Here's our offer. And if you don't like that, then we'll see if somebody else wants you. And the Ravens know what the market is right now. And that market is these owners don't want to go crazy and give a Deshaun Watson deal. And I wouldn't either because of his style. And, you know, look no further than, you know, Cam Newton. Wonderful player. But, you know, I've got to look at this in a business approach. And I don't want to put out $240 million guaranteed on a quarterback who's been banged up the last 2 years. And I still want him to be Lamar Jackson. Like, I don't want him to be a pocket passer. I want him to do what he does well, if not better than anybody. Yeah, Paul.
If you're the Atlanta Falcons, how much would you factor in the division you're in and the fact that your draft pick is the eighth pick of the draft? The first-round pick for the Falcons this year is the eighth pick.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of, I would say at best, you'll get the fourth out of the four quarterbacks available if that's the direction you want to go. And they already used a pick on Ridder last year. They do seem like the right team for this.
Yeah.
Based off, if they had a top three draft pick, you'd say no. They don't. They're eighth. And they're in this division that's winnable.
I also talked to somebody who was at the pro days for C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. And he said, after watching C.J. Stroud, I get it that, you know, he would be the number one pick with, you know, what Carolina is, who Carolina is. Frank Reich is the head coach. After watching Bryce Young improved his stock more, according to my source, than C.J. Stroud did. Because I think C.J. Stroud had put himself up there at number one, and then we're like, oh, Bryce, you know, he's small. He doesn't want to get weighed. Then it felt like, oh, maybe he's fragile. Maybe he doesn't want to show us that maybe he's a right-handed Tua Tagovailoa. You know, these were the thoughts. This was conversation. And then all of a sudden, they saw his pro day and came away even more impressed. Because you don't think about his size. Like, if you take the size out of it and just look at how he plays, then you'd go, and the scout said, if he's 6'2 and he weighs 200 pounds or 210, there's no question. But because he's 5'10 and he's going to weigh 190, all these questions. And he said, that's where we in our business talk ourselves into something and out of something. And that's probably going to happen this year. Also, the competition committee doing its best to get rid of kickoffs and punts. Like, punts are a really big deal, that there's so many injuries on punts and penalties on punts that came up with the competition committee. I get how you could get rid of, if you say there's no more onside kicks, then you don't have a kickoff anymore. But if you have the illusion of a comeback, you don't want to lose that. You don't want kickoffs during the game. But if you need a touchdown, need a field goal, onside kick, but even then, the odds are extremely long. Yes, Marv.
So what do you do now when it's time to punt? And do they just say, hey, 40 yards the other way?
Well, they want to encourage you to go for it on fourth down. That if you do a fair catch and you take it out to the 25, if it's inside the 10 or wherever it's going to be, or it goes into the end zone and goes out to the 25 now, they want to encourage you to go for it on fourth down. Yeah, see.
Why don't they just get rid of the punt altogether then, and then you get four downs to make it to the to get another first down.
Radical.
And then all of a sudden you turn it over on the fourth.
I like it. I like it.
But, I don't know.
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to get rid of kickoffs? Okay, no kickoffs.
Yeah, get rid of field goals, too. Those are garbage. Why? Oh, what? You can't make it all the way, so you can make it halfway, you get half the points?
Yes,
stupid.
Paulie.
Yeah, the onside kick is almost dead as well. Remember they de-emphasized it a year or two ago where they said you couldn't run up when you're getting ready to do the onside kick? A dozen years ago, 10 years ago, the onside kick percentage, 18% of onside kick tries were recovered by the kick team. Last year was 5%.
Yeah.
5% of onside kicks are recovered.
Michael in Virginia. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mike.
62190.
Right.
Hey, Dan. 62190. Thank you. And a couple things for you. First of all, we are T-minus 17 days till I take my three daughters to Taylor Swift in Tampa. Looking forward to that.
Nice.
Number two, you were talking about Caitlin Clark earlier in the show, and want to make sure you don't sleep on Georgia Abor, who is starting point guard for my Virginia Tech Hokies, playing tonight in the first time that they're in the Elite Eight.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'd never sleep on that.
You chew my ear off with her name.
Yes, of course I do. Pete in Seattle. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Dan. I'm a 79-year-old arthritic guy. My son, who works at Climate Pledge in Seattle, dragged me to the game last night with Iowa and Louisville. My God, that woman is good. Incredible. I do have two concerns, though.
Right.
I said, number one, she's probably, I'm guessing, maybe 6 foot, maybe 150, 160. She's like a rail.
Yeah.
And if she goes to the NBA, those girls are going to kill her. However, she can put on a little weight, do a little work. Secondly,
yeah, but they said that about Steph Curry, Pete.
Well, that's exactly. I sent an email to you last night saying she is Steph Curry in a female suit. My also concern is with LIN, why would she want to leave Iowa and take a salary cut?
Well, thank you, Pete. It's NIL. And then when she was on with us 2 weeks ago, she said she might stay for 2 years. I don't know what her NIL is at Iowa, but I would have somebody. She got a car deal, Buick. Yeah, see.
Yeah, I don't really understand why people think that if you go pro, you lose money somehow. Like all of a sudden, endorsements only happen for college kids, not for the pros.
Well, if you go there, getting into that next contract, like with the NBA, it's really important. Let me start that now, and I get into the second contract, I really make my money. That's not the case with the WNBA. And she could probably make more money at Iowa than she can in the pros.
Why, Gatorade only likes her at Iowa, but not with the Sparks or whatever?
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that money would follow you to some degree, unless it's, you know, the local pizzeria is really coughing up that much money. That might hurt, but...
But she is college basketball right now. She goes to the WNBA. She wouldn't be the WNBA. She'd be one of the great. Well, I think she would. She would be she would be a draw. She'd be entertaining, and I don't know if her style is going to be like Trae Young. Maybe to be fair to her, maybe not Steph Curry, but just watch her play. And we always get into this, and I'm getting people who are sending me notes here. Well, how would she do against the men? That's not what this is about. Watch somebody play the game. Watch her pass. Watch her do just smart things. And she moves without the ball. She finds the open man. And she is the best shooter in college basketball. She is. Watch her shoot. Yes, Mark.
That's not really a debate. That's more of a fact.
No, I it is a fact. Yes, Tom.
And she also has the leadership quality. Sometimes you can be great and you're just doing your own thing and putting up a lot of points, but she's constantly pointing to her teammates and giving encouragement and doing other things besides just scoring and assisting.
We'll take a break. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend right after this. Traeger revolutionized outdoor cooking by releasing the all-new Timberline Grill. And I'm excited to tell you about the all-new Ironwood. So that was last year that Traeger revolutionized with the Timberline Grill. They're going to do it again this year. The all-new Ironwood. meant to elevate your smoking and grilling game to a new level. New and innovative features, the improved grease and ash management there, grilling light, two meat probes, and Traeger has made it easy to do. Precision temperature control. They got the app, Wi-Fi or technology, control your grill from your phone. Super smoke mode. The Ironwood has that. You love the super smoke mode. The all-new Ironwood. Customize it, and you can make it your very own. Be in control of cooking your own food with the Traeger. T-R-A-E-G-E-R. Traeger.com. Learn more. And remember, use the code DPSHOW at checkout to get free shipping on everything. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I saw this in Peter King's column, Good Morning Football, or is it Monday Morning Football? Football Morning in America.
That's the one.
All right, that's it. Yeah, it's sort of
Football Afternoons with Peter King.
Yeah. The Eagles were the team to propose a 4th-and-20 alternative to a kickoff, the lateral attempt to incorporate a popular rule from the XFL into an NFL game. Under the Eagles' proposal, a team would only be able to attempt this twice per game, and it can only elect to go for it when trailing. So essentially, the rule would eliminate the onside kick from the NFL, at least in desperation settings, and not surprise settings like the opening kickoff of the second half of a Super Bowl. Peter King says he thinks it'll be hard to have that idea gain any traction here. But they're looking for the onside kick alternative here. Once again, if you're just joining us, Lamar Jackson sent out a tweet to his fans saying that he did request a trade from the Ravens on March 2nd. John Harbaugh, the Ravens coach, was asked if he knew about Lamar Jackson. He said that he hasn't spoken to Jackson. Asked if he knew about the trade request. He says, I'm not getting into all of that. It's private. Which would be a confirmation, I would think. Right? If he said, no, he didn't ask for a trade. Let's see. John Harbaugh said he hasn't spoken to Lamar as much as previous years because, quote, it's a unique situation. Asked when the last time he spoke to Jackson, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. All right. And, you know, maybe the Ravens are making this easier if Lamar leaves. Like, you know what? We did our best. We gave him a fair offer, fair market value offer at the time, and he wanted a Deshaun Watson trade. We couldn't do that. We couldn't jeopardize our salary cap, the future of this team, you know, all the blah, 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 blahs. But Lamar Jackson, he now sent it out a tweet, and we'll see what happens with the Ravens from here or any of these other teams. I just keep waiting for, like, one team. And it doesn't have to be fully guaranteed from the standpoint of a five-year fully guaranteed. Can I give you a three-year fully guaranteed? And then allow you at age 29 to go back into the marketplace, or 30. At least that would be my approach here. All right, best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'm going to start with you. What's your best and what's your worst?
NBA MVP candidate Joel Embiid Friday night at Golden State, 46 points, 9 boards, 8 assists. But it wasn't about him. It was about the Warriors, who won anyway, 120 to 112. Worst of the weekend, Zags losing by nearly 30 points against UConn Saturday night, spot in the Final Four in the line. Zags shoot 33% from the field, 7 of 29 in the second half, went 2 for 20 from three-point land, outscored 43-22 after halftime.
Yeah, I keep wondering about that. When you're not making your shots, maybe you stop taking those shots. Maybe you try. I understand shooters shoot, but that doesn't mean that every shooter should keep shooting. No. I like a guy who makes, not a guy who shoots. Like, just make a couple there. Seton O'Connor.
My best of the weekend's Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, not because of the points she put up or because of the triple-double or anything, but just because you have cutting through on one of just the run of this tournament for the men's side has been unbelievable. And to still have the women's tournament cutting through when you have like Caitlin Clark and Haley Van Lith going trading shots back and forth and it's still getting headlines, it really shows a lot. And that's all without Paige Beckers.
Yeah.
The women's sport is doing fantastic and it's really, really entertaining. Watching those two this weekend go back and forth and Caitlin Clark's doing the you can't see me thing, really fun. I like the rivalry.
There's some really good players.
Yeah.
And good shooters.
And they talk trash. And yeah. Like they.
Or know. They might punch you in the handshake line.
Or, well, that was unfortunate.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
My worst of the weekend, though, is spending time in the tournament talking about NIL and how terrible it is.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because of all the Sonny Vaccaro stuff that's out there now about the way money works in college basketball, but. It seems like everybody's been eating for a long time. Let's let the kids eat, too.
Oh, yeah. And then Charles Barkley, Sonny Vaccaro, the movie Air, comes out next week. Matt Damon plays Sonny Vaccaro in the movie. He's going to join us, I think, on the show tomorrow. But if you watch the 30 for 30 on Sonny Vaccaro and what he did, because it used to be colleges had to buy the shoes from the shoe companies. Sonny Vaccaro goes, no. I'm going to give you all the gear. You wear it. We're going to brand you, and I'm going to pay the coaches. And the coaches are like, what? And that changed college basketball. Now, you can say, for better or worse, it changed college basketball. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I mean, he's had an unbelievable impact on the game. One person, even if he had just, say, his legacy was that he started the camps, right? Yeah. He basically started getting the best high school players together. Even if he had just done that, his legacy would be massive.
Yeah.
But he's done all of these other things too, good or bad, you know?
He I went to the ABCD camp, covered that. And that was, I think, at Fairleigh Dickinson. And I remember going there and watching the talent that was going through, all the coaches that were there. And, you know, once again, you could go there to watch these players, scout these players, and all the big-time coaches would be there. And he started that. Yeah, Paul.
I just went to the C&D camp. They let me go to the CD camp. They said A, B, no. D, yeah, D. Maybe C at best.
I have a wild idea here. I have a wild idea how we get rid of punts. But I'm going to wait. Because I'm going to go, it's tease worthy, but let me get to everybody's best and worst of the weekend. Marvin.
All right, best of the weekend. All right. Jim Larrañaga from Miami, leading Miami to their first Final Four, 17 years to the day after leading George Mason to the Final Four.
So you didn't pick your alma mater, Connecticut, because you thought they were going to be there.
It's also too easy.
Okay, all right. Your worst?
Oh, Texas choking down that lead.
They were up 13.
They could have went to the Final Four, which is in Houston.
Yeah. Well, how about Houston? Could have.
They were gone so long ago to me.
I know. You forget. And Jim Nance is going to call his final four in Houston, where he went to college. Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
I was going to take Miami because I thought I was smart because Marvin wouldn't take them because he would take UConn. So I'm going to take UConn. That kid, Jordan Hawkins, is it Jordan Hawkins, the shooter for UConn?
He is Klay Thompson.
Yeah. He's gonna be as rich as Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson-ish.
He was 6 of 10 for three. He had 20 points as UConn just slaughtered Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. That kid made himself some money. My worst of the weekend, oddly, is San Diego State basketball making the NCAA tournament. You know, we spend the week bringing out the old alums from San Diego State or whatever it may be or whatever team.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great if Tony Gwynn were alive, the great baseball player.
Yeah.
There was a point in his career people don't know. He was a starting point guard for a couple years. At San Diego State University, he at one point was the all-time leader in assists with 375 career assists. That was beaten in 94, but he held the record for almost two decades. The great Tony Gwynn was also a fantastic basketball player at San Diego State.
By the way, I mentioned this maybe, was it 2 months ago, where I said I was told by a source San Diego State would be joining the Pac-12, and then it made news right away, and then we're still waiting, and it feels like, you know, with these press conferences, San Diego State, even their coach, they're talking about, we're going to be joining, you know, a Power 5 conference. They got to get this done because I have people saying, hey, when's it going to happen? I was told by a source close to the university that San Diego State was joining the Pac-12. Maybe it's just, you know, paperwork. That's what that's. Maybe that's the holdup here. I wish they would just say, yes, we're joining the Pac-12. We'll figure out everything else after that. Okay, here is my crazy idea. How to get rid of punting in the NFL. How about this? You get 5 downs instead of 4 downs. Okay, 5 downs instead of 4, you could get rid of punting. Yeah, Paul.
I got to soak this in.
And if you don't, you got to go for it.
The CFL, are they 3 downs?
3 downs.
So you want to go 5.
I'm going 5. 5, I can get rid of punts.
5 to go 10 yards, though? You would never have a 5th down.
Then if you have it, then you got to go for it. Yeah, Seton?
That's why you keep it at 4. You get 4 downs to go 10 yards.
I'm just saying, if we did it 5, then we'd get rid of the punt.
You get rid of the punt anyway.
Just say you're getting rid of it.
Well, the punt was always the 4th down anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get 4.
I would do that. If they're so worried about the punt return with penalties, injuries, then just say you can't punt anymore.
Stop doing it.
All right, yeah, Paul.
Here's another one for the punt.
Oh, boy.
A player that was on the field during 3rd down has to punt for you on 4th down.
All right, I'm in.
Right? Seton's already in.
Yep.
So that means if you know, Chad Ochocinco, I think he tried punting once or something. He said he could do it. A starting position player has to handle your punting.
But then how about you have to be there on 3rd down to kick a field goal on 4th down?
Right. How about this? A skill position player has to handle your punting. Here's the double whammy. The punts will be less deep, so they'll punt less often. But when they punt, you'll be more likely to have fake punts. Imagine you put Tyreek Hill as your punter. And he could kick it 33 yards. He could fake it about half the time and you'd be totally on pins.
I just think get rid of the punt. If you're so worried about it, get rid of the kickoff, get rid of the punt. Punt the punt.
T-shirt.
Yes, Todd.
The original Mattel Electronics football game, which was widely popular, you could not punt. You could try a 90-yard field goal. That was the only kind of kick you can do. But you could not punt until the second game came out.
By the way, Todd has mock headlines.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Yes.
What, Paulie?
I would have bet my life that this was going to happen today.
After what happened last week?
You guilted him on Friday.
No, I encouraged.
My bad, wrong word.
Encouraged,
you
Paul.
Encouraged him to have mock headlines more often.
Yes. Yes, because I do appreciate, you know, when Fritzy does these. I encourage him to make better mock headlines. That would help.
That would help.
Yeah. That would increase sales on this program, okay? All right. So here's mock headlines, and your topic is?
The Elite Eight outcomes.
All right. Okay. The outcomes of this weekend. Todd with his mock headlines.
Creighton over a barrel.
Okay. Creighton barrel. All right. I'm going to give that to you. Mm.
McDammit, questionable call, grinds Greg.
All right, Greg McDermott.
Yeah.
All right.
McDammit's pretty funny.
All right.
Jays feeling blue, seeing red. Not happy with that call.
Blue Jays. Okay.
Pass the Dutcher to Houston. SD State, high on life.
Okay.
High on life.
Okay.
Pass the Dutcher.
Pass the Dutchie.
Dutchie.
Genius effort by Mensa, Aztecs.
Okay. Yeah, player named Mensa.
Who's in the Final Four? Owls and SD State. Few thought Zags would lose like that.
No.
Slim chance anyone beats Huskies.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Self-deprecating.
Yeah, that you went through a tough time in your life when your mom,
I sure did,
in front of everybody at the store,
Lori
said,
Greenblatt,
try on these Husky jeans.
That's not going to fit. You got to go into the Huskies. All right, Mom. In front of Lori.
Is that it?
I got here. Final Four, that's a no-go for Bulldogs. That's a Sanogo for Bulldogs.
Okay.
UConn player, Sanogo.
Yeah, okay.
Gonzaga's performance makes Spokane want a Hurley.
Okay.
Not a merry ending for Noel.
Okay.
Noel Christmas.
You know, I got it.
Tang, biscuit, classy and defeat,
all right.
But Jerome's cat's corner.
And that's a walk-off right there, isn't it?
I had four more, but maybe I'll get out. I'll get out, yeah.
You got to, you know what? You got to cut it down.
I should.
Because one of them might be better than that one, Todd.
Yes, they came. I thought you liked that one.
Okay.
Yes, they came.
Miami Hurricanes, yes, they came. Go ahead. Here we go.
No one bites the Dusty. Who that going to beat May's Owls? Dusty May.
Okay.
Longhorns on short end of stick. And, yep, they messed with Texas.
Yeah,
Hurricanes advance.
Should have stopped.
Tang, biscuit.
Yeah, okay.
Classy and defeat.
All right, here we go. Ryan in Honolulu joins us. Hi, Ryan.
Hello, Dan. Well, that was okay, Fritzy. I've got eight of them, but I'm not sure if they're elite today. You ready?
Yep.
Wrong way, turn around. Texas run into hurricane.
Okay.
Marquise Noel couldn't reach over the elite 5'8". Let's do a sponsor plug here. Jordan Miller was light on his feet. Is perfect for Miami and the man cave.
All right. Light beer. Miller Light shout out. Okay.
Russian center has golden glove. Tells Kansas State, if he dies, he dies.
Okay.
Last one. Connecticut wins with Sanogo. Keep Gonzaga hanging like a yo-yo. Connecticut wins with Sanogo. You got still dancing tonight.
All right. A little Wham there. You know what? We don't hear enough Wham. Maybe you should sing some of yours, Todd.
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
I like the Wham one.
Yeah, you don't have to do an accent, but maybe singing might
help. Pass the Dutcher on the left.
Let's take a break here. Last call for phone calls after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words, Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. One of the great shooters in college basketball history, J.J. Redick, will join us on the program tomorrow. Commissioner of Major League Baseball Rob Manfred will join us on Wednesday. I think Matt Damon set to join us tomorrow. He's one of the stars in the movie Air, based off of Michael Jordan signing with Nike. I think the last time we had him on, was he promoting Bourne?
Yeah, the second one, I think, he called in from. And he was also coming off being Sexiest Man Alive for people.
Oh.
I think.
Okay. Wait, have there been four Bourne movies, three with him, one with Jeremy Renner?
Right.
I think we had him on.
Have had him on more recently than that.
Did he do two, and then Jeremy Renner did one, and then Matt Damon did one?
We had Matt Damon on during the pandemic. I think we had him on. I don't know what he was promoting, but it was about a year and a half ago.
Oh, no. He was doing the movie where he's in Oklahoma?
Stillwater.
Yes. Yeah. Stillwater, Oklahoma.
The Cale Gundy story.
No, it's not.
Not the Cale Gundy story.
Have you been to Stillwater?
Me, yes.
Yes.
Is it the bar you told me to go to?
Yes. Eskimo Joe's.
Took a beating.
Yeah. I just remember that we did a shot. Who was it? Coach Jones, and in fact, whatchamacallit, the head coach was there with us, Gundy.
Oh, Mike Gundy.
Mike Gundy.
Hair flowing?
Yeah, I think so. I remember that we did a like 151 rum, and it was lit on fire, and then we put it down, and then there was some 151 rum on the bar, and it caught fire, and I said, the bar's on fire, and they go, it'll go out eventually. Yes, yes, Tom.
Did he say, I'm a man, pour me a drink already, I'm a man?
No, no, he didn't do that. He did not do that.
I was curious.
No, I appreciate that. Let's see. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, this day in sports history. We'll try to do all of that coming up. Andrew in D.C. joins us. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time, 5'11", 180. I actually have a best and a bester. My brother went to the University of Miami, so pretty happy that they made the Final Four. And then my bester is, as a proud alumni of the San Diego State University, really, really happy our guys made the Final Four. And defense wins championships, Dan. Have a great day.
All righty. That's Andrew in D.C. Defense wins championships. This day in sports history, Paul.
Got a few. The Seattle Metropolitans, Dan, in 1917 of the Pacific Coast League of Canada, even though it's Seattle, defeated the Montreal Canadiens and became the first U.S. hockey team to win a Stanley Cup. I'd like some more background on that one. Let's see. Pete Rose was exposed by Sports Illustrated in 1989 of his gambling activities and said he actually would gesture from a Riverfront Stadium dugout to his guy in the outfield pregame to make close his bets. In one of the articles, Magic Johnson, 94, became the LA Lakers head coach. He coached the final 16 games of the 93-94 season. And here's one, a big one. 2007, NFL owners voted 30-2 to make video replay system permanent as an officiating tool. 2007.
Okay. Let's see. UCLA won the NCAA title back in 1971, beating Villanova. Jack Gibbons put up 41. Kentucky beat Duke for the NCAA title, 94-88. Yes, Paul.
If I gave us and sports fans a mulligan back in 2007, and the NFL could either go all in with replay, and then it's going to develop it as it has, or go back to 2007 and they said, no, we're going to stick with refs and just let it happen. Which would you prefer? How would the past 15 years have played out differently?
If we didn't have replay?
None whatsoever. That's where we were in 07.
Okay, what are the calls that, because of replay, were called or not called?
The one that pops in my head is Dez Bryant's non-catch.
Oh, my God.
Because it's a playoff game. And it
could
have changed the result.
Yeah, yes.
So they called that a catch and then went back and overturned it?
Correct. He would have been down at the one, I think, if it was stood. But replay...
Well, you know, the whole completing the process is worse than replay to me. Because you know, that's Dez Bryant didn't complete the process. Without them using that term, complete the process. I like replay. It used to be instant replay. Now it's just replay because it takes a while. But, you want them to get the call right. And if you have the technology, then great. But it just feels like sometimes we abuse it. Caleb in Portland. Hi, Caleb. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, 5'10", 210. Best of the weekend, finally, after a 10-year of goal setting, I finally was able to bench press 355 pounds, second time. And then I would like to challenge Marvin to an ice bath that Miami takes out UConn.
All right. Are you up for an ice bath, Marvin?
Okay, no.
How about a warm bath, Marvin?
Ooh, a warm bath?
Yeah.
Oh, still no, but...
Some candles and a little Kenny G.
Ooh.
Set the mood?
Yeah, nobody wants a piece of it, Caleb. Marvin is soft, just letting you know. He's very soft. Like, Fritzy usually doesn't take a bet. Marvin might be even softer. But thank you, Caleb. Good luck to your Hurricanes. Be you. Chris in Syracuse. Hey, Chris.
Hey, thanks for getting me in, Dan. Hey, I tuned in just in time to hear Fritzy's mock headlines, and it brought me back to my favorite Fritzy mock headline. Back when Rick Pitino had that little interlude at that Italian restaurant, and when he explained it out, he said, yeah, we did fool around, but it was only lasted 30 seconds, and from there was born the heavyweight champion of all mock headlines, Pasta Premature.
Yes. Thank you, Chris. Good to hear from you. That's one of the great mock headlines of all time.
Pasta Premature.
Yes, Pasta Premature.
These things happen.
Yes.
Just, that's a career walk-off.
Yes, it is. Does Coach have that on the menu there at that restaurant? Yeah. I'll take the Pasta Premature, please. I'm going to guess it only takes about 30 seconds to make it.
Yeah, we're going
to
get that to go. We're in a rush here.
By the way, a phone call from Chris is like like your girlfriend from 10 years ago all of a sudden just coming out of the bathroom brushing her teeth again. You're like, whoa, when the hell did you get here? He just comes back in out of nowhere.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
He's stealth. Every day's a better day when Chris in Syracuse calls in.
All of a sudden, he just pops back in like there wasn't 5 years in between.
I know.
But he's the Chris Tucker of callers. He'll do like 5 years off and then call in, brighten everyone's day, and then bolt.
By the way, Chris Tucker, as basically Chris Tucker in the movie Air, he's really funny. Got some very funny lines in there. And I do recommend the movie. And I would tell you if I didn't recommend the movie. But even if you don't know sports, it's well done. There's a lot of really good stuff in there. Todd, what'd you learn on today's award-nominated program?
Ray Allen would vote for Joel Embiid as his NBA MVP.
See, don't we have Embiid versus Joker tonight? This is it. They should bring the MVP trophy and just put it out there. Scores table, which was my nickname in college. Scores table. I just threw that out. I'm sorry.
That's not bad.
That's embarrassing. Yes, Seton.
Ray Allen appreciates Marvin not helping him get in the parade.
Yeah, though. Marvin, sorry. Tried to get Ray to get you into the UConn parade. What did you learn today?
I got a dog named after me.
Yes. You got a husky named after you. Paulie?
Ray Allen had a sweet supersonic sweatshirt.
I know. That looked nice. Todd, what did I learn?
We all learned Seton's wife, Erin, correctly picked all the Final Four teams in the bracket. Amazing.
I just learned that Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants doubled. How about that? See terms? Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. So busy day tomorrow. Looks like the actor Matt Damon and J.J. Redick from The Mothership. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for the emails, tweets, phone calls, all-around support. Have a great day, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.